This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list from the official countdown headquarters, officially under the guise of Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television every week. The folks at Talkers, the staff, listens around to get the drift, if you will, the power of the people speaking on the air with important hosts about the important issues of the week. So we have it's almost the old days of our lives, or when the world squirms, like a soap opera. Every week.
It is. Yeah. It really is. There are plots and subplots and story arcs and old recurring themes, some forgotten. Just like, you know, you follow a show. Whatever happened to a certain sub character? Well, they didn't keep him around. They wrote him out of the script. Right. Like whatever happened to Obamagate? You know, is that still real? Are they going to be calling people? You know, we should do a list of the whatever happened to's. But here's what's happening now. At number 10, we have Syria sanctions. That's hard to believe that we're even involved with anybody outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. At number 9, the Mary Trump book. That's on the horizon, about to come. Looks like a blockbuster. At number 8, talk about, you know, stories. At number 8, psychology and relationships tied with the education crisis, and there indeed is an education crisis going on in this country. At number 7, U.S.-China relations. At number 6, social media, responsibility, and free speech. At number 5, the Supreme Court of the United States ruling on LGBTQ rights, and the DACA rulings, two rulings in 1 week that surprised conservatives and Donald Trump, as the court ruled against the Trump administration on two very key fronts. At number 4, America reopening and the economy. At number 3, COVID-19, healthcare and statistics and projections. At number 2, Black Lives Matter movement and the Rayshard Brooks killing. At number 1, the John Bolton book, the Tulsa rally, and the presidential race. The people on our survey: at number 10, Mary Trump, Xi Jinping at 9, Mark Zuckerberg at 8, Ron DeSantis at 7, he's the governor of Florida, John Roberts at 6, Dr. Fauci at 5, Rayshard Brooks at 4, number 3 is Joe Biden, number 2 is John Bolton, and number 1 is Donald Trump. And there, Doug, you have a snapshot of the very fluid activities of this past week.
Yes, and they are very fluid. I thought it was interesting. A congressman from Florida named Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, has been talking a lot about Black Lives Matter and the whole business. He had a big shouting match with a black lawmaker over whether he understood the racism people in our country face. And then he talked about the 19-year-old Cuban immigrant that he saved and basically adopted. There's an assumption here, Michael, that if you're white, you don't get it, and if you're black, you know all. And I think that's, I don't know if dangerous is the right word, but I think it's absurd for some. And I noticed that you had an interesting conversation, Michael Harrison interviews, the MH interview, with both Larry Elder and Joe Madison. Mm. You want to spend a few minutes talking about what came out of that?
I did extensive deep dive interviews with Joe Madison, who is very, 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 well, both of them are extremely popular and successful African-American radio talk show hosts. And Joe Madison is the highest ranked on the Talkers 100, Heavy 100. And Larry Elder is among the highest ranked. I think he might be the highest ranked African-American conservatives. We're talking about leading voices. Joe Madison is an activist who basically subscribes to the philosophy of the Black Lives Matter movement. And Larry Elder is a conservative who says that racism in America is hyped by politicians, race baiters, and the media. And they have a very, very different picture of the black experience in America, and race relations and prejudice and the whole thing. And they
all
come
right, so
with,
I wanna
with
know,
stats and all kinds of anecdotes.
I want to know what you came away with, what people are going to come away with. But you are a good bellwether of the circumstances, obviously. There's an obvious reason that you have these people on together, and because of your experience, you can glean what came to the surface. So what'd you come away with after you listened?
I came away with one, that there are two major points of view on the subject. You expressed it a few minutes ago, that it might be a bit of overreach, that it might be overkill, but that there's a truth from both sides. There is racism in America, and African Americans have had a tough go of it all the way back to the days of slavery. That being said, they're not the only ones who have to deal with racism and ethnic slurs and insults and being the on the short end of the stick, because they're not the majority in any given case, and that is not so bad for black people, or more specifically, that not every white person has hate in their heart for black people, and that this is something that's far more complex than one would think, judging by the rhetoric.
Most of this stuff, if you look at the top 10 stories on the talkers list this week, can't we say that about, we artificially and superficially try to take a stab at the conversation that is important, that relates to these things, but really it becomes pretty darn superficial when you listen to most of the people on the air, whether they be the hosts or people with a point of view. Is that just me who thinks that, or do you think...
No, there is... superficial is a good word. All or nothing, black or white, not necessarily meaning race, but just in terms of the term black or white thinking, one-dimensional thinking, polarized thinking, and superficiality. It makes for quick conversation. It makes for easy decision-making when you don't have a lot of time to study the news. And it makes for ego gratification, something to attach yourself to. People love to be part of movements. People love to feel that they're on a team, that they're not alone. And much of what we do in News Talk Radio has become a spectator sport, and a dangerous one at that. Yep. So back to what I say all the time, but I'll keep saying it. When we seek victory at the expense of truth, we're in trouble. And that is a tendency that humanity has always had, and it's one that we should fight.
Well, because technology allows us to connect or be captivated by what's going on so quickly, you tend not to be able to connect all the dots in your brain.
New technology is dangerous, just as it is in terms of military technology. You build a weapon to protect yourself, but then that weapon can be used against you. Communications technology is also dangerous, and we are just coming to grips as a race of humans, societally, with the amazing new technology we have at our disposal to influence each other, in some cases justly and accurately, in other cases fraudulently, and in terms of amplified propaganda. So we have to learn how to use this technology, and we have to teach our children how to use it going forward, because the world they're going to be in is even going to be more messy and noisy than the one we're in now.
Moving ahead, number five, several decisions from the Supreme Court that we'll talk about with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You want a bright white smile, do you? You drink a lot of coffee, drink tea, maybe some red wine. Hopefully you're not still smoking, but if you are, your teeth are yellow because of that as well. Over the years on this program or other programs that I've done, I've talked a lot about tooth whitening products, but mostly it's been a focus on the all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent known as Power Swabs. Power Swabs goes to work in 5 minutes. It'll buy two shades. It'll improve the whiteness of your teeth, and it keeps doing that. And because it is all-natural, it doesn't dig in and ruin your enamel and get to the dentin of your teeth. It absorbs, it takes these stains right out of, and in fact enhances, the exterior of your teeth. Power Swabs has been clinically studied and tested all around the world. It has a whitening agent, as I say, is all natural. Lighten the stains in 5 minutes, and then do it every 5 or 6 days. Snap, swab, and smile. 5 minutes is all it takes to get rid of the coffee stains, the tea stains, the smoking stains. Power swabs remove the stains from your teeth. Also works on caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by going to powerswabs.com, their website, powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10. You get 40% off the retail. Take another 10 bucks off. Free shipping. Quite the deal. And a beautiful set of teeth when you're all done. powerswabs.com, code DJV10.
It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other website because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown, the official overview, what's going on in the News Talk Radio business. Top 10 stories of the week include, at number 5, a review of the two important decisions made this week by the Supreme Court. I don't know whether the DACA one is more important than the LGBTQ. I don't know how you decide or even if you need to decide which is more important.
It's more important to those subjects are important to.
Right.
If you're not a member of the gay community and you're dealing with the immigration issue, well then DACA is more important, and vice versa. They're both important on their own face value. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of LGBTQ rights in the workplace and has blocked Trump from throwing all the DACA people out. That's basically
it. Obama admitted that it was, when he did it, that it was illegal.
Well, they're all full of vendettas, and they're all full of political maneuvers. But the thing that makes this very important from the standpoint of the big picture, from our perspective here now, is that the Supreme Court has ruled against the Trump administration on two key issues that are conservative talking points. And that's a surprise to Trump and his followers, and makes you scratch your head and, you know,
who can you trust?
Yeah. Well, who can you trust, or who can you say, oh, welcome aboard to our side? You know, one person betraying one person is being a hero to the other side. What I think is that when you appoint somebody to the Supreme Court and they have that lifetime job, all of a sudden you can't expect them to be loyal anymore. They're loyal to themselves.
They don't have to be.
Exactly.
Hello. It's 21 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown time.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, back we are with more conversation about the big issues of the week, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people. The lists are both there prominently at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher, talkers.com. The virus thing, I want to go back to that for a second, number three. This week, you and I were just talking off the air, and I want to underscore this on the air because I think it's such a different way of thinking for most people. But you and I have found over the years that we agree on many more things than not, and that has nothing to do with our friendship. You can be friends with somebody you don't agree with at all, which is one of the problems in society today. If I don't agree with you, you can't be my friend. You know, that kind of thinking. Anyway, the cycles of the virus. I was listening to somebody who is a biogeneticist talking about where these viruses come from. And he had something that I'd sort of heard before, but he made very convincing argument as to how they develop or when they develop. So let's say the Chinese did develop this in a laboratory and then somehow or other got out into the food system. This guy explained how it works. When people eat meat from other mammalians, that is, animals that have eyes, they have the same system, the lungs, they have, you know, whether on four legs or two legs, they still have basically all the same systems that we do. So when these viruses get into their system, we kill them, we eat their meat, we render their bones, the bones get ground up and fed, for example, beef. I'll give you that because I'm a farmer. I'll give you what happens. Now, the beef is eaten by people. A butcher cuts it up and you buy it and you cook it on the grill and blah, blah. So what happens to the rest of the cow? The bones, all the innards, all are ground up. Rendering company sells that stuff to the feed company. The feed company mixes it with other feed and they sell it to chickens. Or they sell it to farmers that are raising chickens. So the chickens then eat the stuff that was in the bones of the beef, which includes the virus, whatever virus it is. This guy said there are literally millions of these bugs. So as long as we eat, and he made a very convincing case for this, those of you who like to cook those big, thick steaks on your grill, listen to this. You're eating viruses. You're eating stuff that will kill you eventually. There are all kinds of reasons for not eating beef, but this is the most prominent one now because it has all these viruses in it. The viruses go from animal to animal. We kill them. We eat them. We get them in our system. But as they've, after they've done what they need to prepare the meat to be sold, the stuff that's left from the chicken, the pig, the lamb, the cow, that is basically a component of various viruses. They have so many bugs that are in their systems. We keep eating them, and these viruses will continue as long as this guy's maintaining, as long as we eat beef or meat, flesh off of a bone, we're going to have viruses, and we'll have more of them because we keep rekindling the way that it works, the continuing use of the animal to feed other animals when they've got bugs in it. What do you think of that theory?
Ew.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. That's, I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, you're right.
But I think that he's on to something.
I cannot
absolutely say, oh yes, I believe that, because I just don't know how true the details. I mean, you present a very stark case. However, in theory, the general tone of that is something that I can understand, and I haven't eaten beef since the 1970s. For that and many other reasons, but I don't know. You painted a heck of a vivid portrait there.
Something to think about, though, right? But put it in that perspective, it is something to think about. You know, the Chinese eat dogs and cats and, you know, whatever other things, and they don't see any difference in eating that. Then they say, oh, well, so you eat cows. We eat flesh from something else.
Well, what's
it
the difference?
It is food for thought. Exactly. 28 past the hour on the Countdown Show.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You can take Democratic Senator and former White House hopeful herself, Amy Klobuchar, off former Vice President Joe Biden's short list of women he's considering to be his running mate. Klobuchar saying she called Biden yesterday to tell him that putting a woman of color on the Democratic ticket would help heal the nation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praising the Supreme Court's rejection of President Trump's efforts to end DACA, the Obama-era policy that protects hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants brought here as kids from deportation. On the other side, President Trump calls yesterday's 5-4 Supreme Court ruling like a shotgun blast to the face of Republicans and conservatives.
Get on your mark, get set, because here we go.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio saying the Big Apple will enter Phase 2 of coronavirus reopening on Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Trump campaign has unveiled COVID-19 guidelines ahead of the president's planned rally in Tulsa tomorrow in response to a request from the Bach Center for Health and Safety. A campaign safety plan has been issued, and they say it should be taken seriously. Officials saying everyone at the rally will have their temperatures taken and that masks and hand sanitizer will be provided for everyone. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt met with the president a few days ago to discuss the state's reopening process. A Georgia nonprofit has started a fundraiser for the fired Atlanta police officer accused of killing Rayshard Brooks. The Georgia law enforcement organization saying on Facebook that it's raised $250,000 to pay the legal fees for fired police officer Garrett Rolfe. And the organization claims in its post the arrest of Rolfe is political in nature, saying that it's been overwhelmed with support for the officer's cause. And today's Google Doodle is paying tribute to Juneteenth. The animation on the search engine's homepage allows important chapters in American history, like African Americans becoming landowners and getting the right to vote, to become easily accessible. The musical doodle is accompanied by a reading of the poem Lift Every Voice and Sing by James Weldon Johnson. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We are, second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. The working through of the charts is our job here. And I wanted to, there are a couple of things we've left hanging a bit. Not like hanging chads. Although that's going to be a great conversation when we get to it. The whole business of voting, who can vote, how can they vote, registration. I believe that's going to be the third rail, frankly, this year in our upset. We started with a virus. We're now into Black Lives Matter. And I think we're going to be shortly, depending on who Joe Biden picks as his vice presidential candidate, I think we're going to get into a whole thing about the presidential race. Maybe it doesn't happen until fall. But voting rights, that's something that over the summer ought to be discussed. It ought to be fixed. Who votes, how they vote, where they vote, when they vote. It's now becoming more of a hodgepodge, Michael, and one wonders where it is going and how it will work. Are you satisfied when you vote that your vote is going to be counted?
No, because I live in Massachusetts.
Yeah, right.
So immediately, yeah. For president, the Electoral College, you know, if you sure. are a... The Electoral College, and the Democrat always wins in Massachusetts for president.
Except Governor Baker.
I'm being cute here to make a comment on the Electoral College. But do I worry that my ballot is counting when I vote, regardless of where I would vote? I have my doubts. I worry about that. there is a degree of error in any type of polling, and what it comes down to is the country is so big and so diverse, and the technology is changing, and the political polarization is getting so intense, it's really unwieldy to run the system.
I think you're saying, in a nice way, the country is unmanageable. And I think this is what is going to show up more and more as people get more and more upset about things that they realize are wrong.
You're right. It is becoming dysfunctional. It is unmanageable, but it's not hopeless.
Oh, by no means.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. As long as we can get that disclaimer in. I do think there's hope, but we have to talk about it.
Of all of the most likely candidates, it seems to me every day another vice presidential potential is eliminated. You look at the list, this guy, most everybody who was involved in public service before has got a skeleton in the closet. Amy Klobuchar has pulled herself out. Not that she was a contender anymore either, because, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago, it was discovered she did not prosecute that cop in Minneapolis, when she could have, because of all of his transgressions. So that's the end of her. And then you look at all these other people who have been prosecutors. Kamala Harris, she got all kinds of rats in her closet. And you look up and down, so who, right? I mean, where do you go? He's painted himself into a corner, Biden has, by saying, I'm going to pick a black woman. Okay, where? Who? How?
Well, he never said he's picking a black woman. He said he's picking a woman.
Oh. Okay,
he did not say a black woman.
Okay. So who's on the list now, then? Who do you think is likely? What's good?
What I hear, I personally have no idea, okay? I'm not a fortune teller. I'm a prognosticator when I have the facts, and I don't have enough facts. But what I hear from people who also don't know what they're talking about.
No, there's just one more person who doesn't know what you're talking about.
The other experts, whom I take with a grain of salt, say that the inside money is on Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, my God! I'm not voting for him if he puts her on the ballot. She is an absolute nightmare. You're from Massachusetts, too. Do you agree with me?
I don't know. I has nothing to do. I know her better because I'm in Massachusetts. What do you
mean? Well, maybe
me?
That's it.
She's a national
figure.
She's
a flake.
She's difficult to handle. She's difficult to digest. You know?
If he puts her, because if he has any kind of problem, if she becomes president, my God, can you imagine? Unbelievable.
I'm very impressed.
Scatterbrained.
If he needs a black woman who's on the rise, I think that mayor
from Florida.
The mayor of Atlanta is somebody to look at.
I don't think she's the one. There's a who's the woman from Florida? There was a police chief in, I think, Tampa, someplace. She's now in Congress. Yeah. I can't remember her name.
Can't either.
All right. Well,
I like her, though.
So yeah. If she's from Florida, she's going to be A-okay.
She'll be pretty good, right.
Exactly. All right, so then I want to scoot around a little bit back to the situation we find ourselves in. The Black Lives Matter movement has spawned other items that we need to look at carefully. I heard Governor Cuomo say something that was just plain brilliant. I think he's one of our smarter politicians and leaders, frankly. It doesn't make a difference what party he's associated with. I just think he's pretty damn smart. So he was talking in his daily press conference about what they're going to do with the police. He's mandated that every community in New York State, whether it's city or town, by next April 1st, has a plan that they will submit to him that will change the reality of how policing is done. He said, I don't care, but whatever works for you. He said, the people pay for this service. The people need to get what they're paying for. They need to like what they're paying for. And I thought that was brilliant. And that, so for me, extends to the education department, because the school system in this country suck. The public works system that is way out of control with equipment that they buy and services that they don't offer but we pay for. All those things need to be part of how we fix the way we run the country. So what do you think of that?
I think that we definitely have to come up with a way of reforming the police without getting rid of them or demonizing them.
You can't get rid of them, good God.
Well, some people want to get rid of the police completely, which is absurd, which is one of the reasons Trump might win, because the far left is absurd. And
it really is, isn't it?
Well, the far left is absurd, and Biden is stuck between a rock and a hard place. He doesn't want to be far left. He wants to be centrist. He wants to. He
has been all of his career.
He's well adjusted. He's a well adjusted politician with his pros and his cons, but he's well adjusted, and he's fighting the movement within his party to do all of these far left absurdities, which will give the election to Trump.
Well, I think Trump's got a long and difficult road to get reelected, frankly. But under the circumstances, what you say about Biden and his experience and what he's done, he's got a pretty open book of things that you can follow, and he does. You're right. It seems reasonable. The far left as the far right, they always mess things up. But now that we're through the primary, Michael, usually you don't have to pander to the extremists because those are the ones that voted the primary, but there's no more real reason.
He has to pander to them for turnout. If they don't turn out, the same thing can happen to him that happened to Hillary. He'll lose the battleground states and lose the electoral college. He's going to win the popular vote if all things remain equal.
Yeah,
Biden's going to win the popular
vote, just like Hillary did.
But the way the Electoral College turns out is it does favor, at this time, the Republicans. Thus, the Republicans love the Electoral College. They'd sing a completely different tune if and when it has a different result for the Democrats. But that's neither here nor there. That's politics. But I think that Biden is very concerned about voter turnout.
Mm-hmm.
And if the far left is not happy with him in terms of his policies as they are aired between now and November, they won't turn out. It's not that they're going to vote for Trump. They won't turn out. And if they don't turn out and Trump's base is, very, very, galvanized and excited, then Trump could win this election. So that's why Biden's in a difficult spot. He's got to cater and pander to the fringe on the left while not losing the middle and keeping everybody excited to come out and vote against Trump. That's his issue.
Mm-hmm. Very succinct. Well put. Thank you. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on The Countdown. Would you like a safe, natural way to lose weight? Who wouldn't? Well, the answer to that, if I ask that question, so my answer is the safe, natural weight loss product that has won over America and pretty much the rest of the world in the past 24, 25 years is something called Calotren, Calotren. It is the natural. It is the way that without drugs and stimulants, you can lose weight, be confident that you'll lose it, and keep it off. It is clinically proven if you go to at least the 90-day, I like to think 6 months is better. That's been my experience, frankly. I get on the program and stay on it. As a matter of fact, I think you should just stay on it because the ingredients in Calotren not only help you in an amazing way to lose the weight, but they help you. You take the 4 capsules before you go to bed, and it makes you sleep like a baby. They're great ingredients, all natural things. 86% of people who start on the Calotren weight loss program after 90 days have lost weight. Wow, that's cool. It's the best deal around. So if you want to find out how Calotren works, pretty simple. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, and you'll get not only free shipping, but you get the BOGO deal. Buy 3, get 3 free. Again, I think it's a 6-month program that you should aim for because it trains your body to keep the weight off after you start losing it. So do yourself a favor, or anybody in your family that needs to lose weight, go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, get your best deal, and lose that weight.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
All right, a couple of more moments here with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Taco Bell has apologized, Michael, says that it does not ban employees from wearing Black Lives Matter masks. There was a worker who was fired earlier this week. That, of course, went viral. And, of course, Taco Bell got a lot of bad publicity out of it. But it just shows you how deep all of this stuff. Everybody's watching everybody. And there's always an issue. Always. Always, always an issue.
All right. It's political correctness, and it's a little bit out of control. There's a reason for it. There are some things that have to be justified and rectified. However, it's still out of control.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the police thing, and more every these incidents come up where police are still kind of numb to, I mean, they just, why are there people still being shot? Well, this guy got shot in the back this week because he took a taser? Huh? What do you, why, huh?
No, I think that the police have to be reformed. I think that all these acts of police corruption and violence are a shame. I think they're a disgrace. We have to be able to trust the police. They have enormous power. They're armed. They're armed.
Yep.
And, you know, a paramilitary organization run by the state definitely have to be, they have to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, most police are very brave and we need them.
Yeah, and, of course we do.
And the heroes. So they've got to stop protecting their own. Mm-hmm. My remedy for
unions.
It is,
the unions.
Yeah, the unions and
that's,
you know,
the problem. The education, public employees, all of that stuff. That's the problem. The unions.
They've got to come to the awareness that the bad apples are ruining the entire reputation of police in America, and that's not a very good thing.
Tell me about Sean Spicer, who's the MH interview this week.
Sean Spicer and Colin Cowherd. We have a double header.
Oh, the
two
sports
people.
Guy.
The top sports talk show host in America, Colin Cowherd.
He's
talk
been
about,
in jail, right?
No. No. You're thinking of a different guy completely. Oh. Let's scratch that. Colin is a total, absolutely exemplary citizen. And
all
Sean
right,
Spicer, he's been in jail, but not really.
he's exiled from the White House. Yeah.
So, hey, mhinterview.com. It's a great doubleheader. Please check it out, folks. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Doug.
You are welcome, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No, this is not the brake squeaking on your car. To music. It's one of Chucker's favorite movies, I think, if I remember correctly. The movie Music from Psycho. P-S-Y-C-H-O. As in psychology. As in psychotic. As in, well, Psycho is about the matter of the mind. So this one really was a mind blower. I watched enough of this, like maybe a few seconds to give me the willies. So it was,
really?
I've never seen this movie. Never.
Well, you know, here's what's interesting. This movie, Psycho, 60th anniversary this week, Alfred Hitchcock's classic film, came out in 1960. You know, I remember speaking to somebody a few years ago and they told me when they went to see, an older person, when they went to see this movie in a movie theater in 1960, when people walked out of theater, Doug, they actually held hands. That's how unnerving this was back in the day. I don't think that would have nearly the effect on today's modern audiences, which is subjected to a lot more violent content. Having said that, this is a really well-done, well-made, well-acted film that is a beautiful product of its time. And, you know, it's interesting. They did a sequel in 1983 called Psycho 2, which to me is one of the best sequels ever made. Anthony Perkins comes back as Norman Bates, sort of an anti-hero. You root for him in that sequel, and it's such a good script, and it is one of the most underrated sequels of all time. So for people who haven't seen Psycho 2, that's really the one to rent. That's a really good film, I think so.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Yeah,
are we going to be able to make a movie out of John Bolton's book? What do you think?
I'm sure there's screenwriters writing a really interesting Donald Trump movie. But here's the question. I think if you made that too soon, it wouldn't have the effect. I think you got to wait 10 years for it to really resonate as a feature film. But, we'll see. It's going to happen, though. Make no mistake about that.
I was reading a biography of Linda Hunt. You know Linda Hunt? She had dwarfism when she was a child.
Yes, sure.
And she has been in... She started in 1980 in a musical comedy version of Popeye. And then she was in The Year of Living Dangerously.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger. She's awesome in that movie.
Oh, yeah. She's had a good, long, strong career. And now she's known as Hetty on the NCIS series and does quite a good job there. You wonder about typecasting, though. There are a lot of... I was watching a movie on TV last night with... what's his face? From Suits. Why do I always forget his name? He's been in a lot of cop movies, too.
Are you going to ask me if typecasting is good or bad? I don't think there's anything wrong with typecasting. Certain people fit a certain mold that casting director or project is looking for. So if you fit that mold, it's all good to me.
You know, I think there are, the best example I can ever come up with, although there are so many examples of it, was Dennis, not Farina, Dennis, the guy who was on NYPD Blue.
Dennis France.
He never, I remember doing an interview with him once, he never ever played a role that wasn't a policeman. In his entire career, played police guys.
But here's the interesting part about him is I love that show, NYPD Blue, but when that show went off the air, he retired. He never worked again.
Right. Yeah. He was done.
That was it.
Yeah.
Which is sort of a shame because he was really good.
Good actor. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a good actor. There's a lot of talk about Linda, going back to Linda Hunt for just a second, getting off NCIS. I don't know what's true and what isn't, because she seems to show up. The stuff that gets spread around, the rumors about movies and stars, don't you find it distracting sometimes? It's just such nonsense.
I don't have time for it anymore, Doug.
Well, maybe that's it. Yeah, I mean, does it add to the coverage? What happens as a result of it? It's kind of like with the politicians. All the rumors that spread around that aren't true. It's just, I think, jealousy partially.
Maybe. Hey, I got one movie story here.
Please.
AMC announced yesterday, took a little bit of heat, but they're going to follow the same pattern as Regal and Cinemark. In states that do not require a mask by law, they're not going to require patrons to wear masks when they enter, actually sit in the auditorium and watch a movie. I mean, listen, wearing a mask at the concession stand is one thing, but when you sit and watch a movie and want to eat popcorn and soda, like going to a restaurant at 50% or so capacity, I think it should be, I don't have a problem with their announcement.
I'm with you 100%. Yep, 100% agree. Yes, sir. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He appears every day on the DJV show at this very moment, which is having...
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.